Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lights, camera, action. Boy, we got some action here for you today. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, as well as Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank. And we have with us here Pete Walterschein from Coffeeville, and we're going to be raising the roof a little bit, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate being here. It's nice to be on the show. Yes, this has to do with the Brown Mansion is having a fundraiser, and I'm in charge of this show. And what this is kind of a different type of thing. It's called Hauntings, and what it is, it's a combination. It's a 1-hour theatrical production of a Victorian seance combination spook show.
So it's theatrical. So you've got a lot of theater stuff going on there.
Well, that's true. It is. We've got another cast of four people that joined me with this. But it all started when our family once made a trip to Eureka Springs and did the ghost tour down there.
Ooh, spooky.
And I was so surprised at how people were so scared at with nothing actually happening. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was familiar with the past life of Houdini, towards the end of his life, the last 10 years, he was defrauded fraudulent mediums, and I always kind of a magician of sorts, and really study that. So I kind of put the two things together. So it's kind of a spook show, and then we learn about the history of the spiritualism, which is like I said, it's mm-hmm. just as American as baseball or apple pie. It got started in America.
This happened in parlors all over the place.
Exactly. Yeah. And some very famous people helped it spread. You had Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, was a famous spiritualist. You had Horace Greeley, editor of the New York Times, mm-hmm. Harriet Beecher Stowe, James Fenimore Cooper, Susan B. Anthony. A lot of famous spiritualists that you could be seen at any given time sitting around the table in the evening. This was their instead of playing cards, they sat around the table and tried to contact the dead.
Now, this is a fundraiser, and we're doing this for the Brown Mansion, correct?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, we've got two sessions a night because you've had to. There are a lot of people getting tickets.
Oh, well, good. Yes. It's a limited seating because it's just 25 people at a time. Uh-huh. And it makes it a little bit more intimate that way. Mm-hmm. And it is there's three parts to it. The first part is people gather and we kind of set kind of a spooky type of mood.
Uh-huh.
And then the majority of it, though, is done in the light. We have a light seance part where the medium tells a little bit about the history and also demonstrates some of the effects that they did back in those parlor rooms back then, the fraudulent mediums, that is.
Uh-huh.
And then the last 10 minutes is the dark seance, where in absolute darkness, the lights go down, a candle goes out, and apparitions may appear, tambourine may float around the room, that type of stuff. So it's all in good fun, and and we follow the strict rules that were followed in a 19th century seance. Mm-hmm. So no modern devices of any kind, and I'm surprised at how frightening back in the 1800s they could actually make this.
People got their money's worth, huh?
They did.
Now, this is called Hauntings, the Ultimate Seance, and it's a theatrical presentation at the Brown Mansion in Coffeeville. And this is also being put on, I guess, by the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, the Dalton Defenders, and, of course, the History Museum and Gift Shop.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's sponsored by the Coffeeville Historical Society, and they contacted me.
Uh-huh.
It's a show that I've done for many years. I've done it for the college. I've done an independence even at the William Inge house with William Inge's relatives present.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a show I've done at least 75 times, and I kind of retired it about 7-8 years ago. And the Historical Society contacted me and said it was such a popular show back then, and people really enjoyed it and had such a great fun, and a little bit for everybody, learning the history and all, that they wanted me to recreate this show for them as a major fundraiser for them. So I'm very grateful to them for that. And all the monies go to them. Me or my cast, we don't receive any remuneration for this or whatever. We just, I just enjoy doing it. And I've always done it as a fundraiser in the past for other groups. And so that's what we're doing this time.
Now, once again, folks, this is going to be August 5th, 6th, and 7th. And the attendance is limited to 25 people per show. But that's why you got two shows there going on.
Right. Two shows.
It's a popular show. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, if you have someone in your life that says that they're not afraid, but they often get a kick out of thinking that they're afraid, this is a great place to take them.
Well, yeah, it's not really recommended for young children.
No, not for kids.
Not for young children.
They won't understand.
And actually, trust me, this is not a place to try to raise your old Uncle Ed or your Aunt Edna or whatever like that. And they're not going to happen. No, it's nothing like that. We do ask the medium. We have people write questions for the medium and so forth. But it's all of an uplifting nature. So it's all done in a lot of fun, and people enjoy it.
Oh, by golly, they do. I mean, you've done it for so long, and now you're, dare we say, you're bringing it back from the dead.
Bringing
it out of retirement.
Bringing it back.
Bringing it back out of retirement.
Yeah, I'm reviving the hauntings.
There you go. Now, the Brown Mansion, I haven't been there up in Coffeyville, but I've just seen some photographs. It really looks like a beautiful building.
Yeah, the Brown Mansion was completed in 1904 by W.P. Brown, and it's a three-story, 16-room mansion there, and it's a glorious, glorious building. It's got it's even got a one-lane bowling alley in it, of all things, but it's got gorgeous furnishings that has a gorgeous, huge Tiffany lamp in the dining room there that was actually brought in by Tiffany himself, Mr.
Ooh,
Tiffany himself.
Wow.
And it's a lot of the turn of the century stuff. And at the time, it was, I remember reading that it was built at a wholesale cost of $125,000. Mm-hmm. And in 1904, that was a lot of bucks.
It still is, but back then, even more so.
Takes a lot of money to keep it running. And, and we do give tours like Tuesday through Saturday. They give tours at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., a guided tour. So check it out on Facebook or they have a website, the Brown Mansion. It's a wonderful place to visit.
Oh, I imagine so. Right there in nearby Coffeyville. Once again, folks, this will be taking place on August 5th, 6th, and 7th with two sessions each night, 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. But because of the popularity and because of the intimacy that's required in order to make this the best show possible, our attendance is going to be limited to 25 people per show. Now, if folks have any questions, they can just call Amy, can't they?
Right, yeah, they can. They can call Amy. I have a phone number here at 620-330-0169. It's $25 for tickets. Now, since this is an intimate show, there's not going to be 6-foot spacing or anything like that. But we are going to we ask that those that have not been vaccinated, of course, to wear masks. There will be many people there wearing masks, but those that have been vaccinated, we won't require them to wear masks. But we are taking the COVID precautions. As best as we can for a show like this, right?
Indeed. We're going to make it work, as they say.
Yeah,
now,
right.
You can buy your tickets at the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, also the Dalton Defenders and Coffeyville History Museum gift shop. They'll have them right there for you. And just make sure you get them in advance for, you know, so you don't wind up empty-handed.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
You don't
want
to do that.
So it's great.
Now, you've got a top 10 list for me today.
Yeah, that's right.
Ba-ba-da-da-da.
It's to show you the kind of the vein in which this is. But I come up with the top 10 reasons not to attend hauntings. This is the top 10 reasons or excuses people give me not to attend hauntings. Number 10, the only ghost I want to meet is Casper. Yeah, right. Well, he is the friendly one.
He is.
Yeah. Number 9, I have a fear of candle wax.
Ooh, I share that fear.
Whoa. Do you? Whoa, oh, isn't that something? Huh? Number eight, I've already made contact. Elvis lives in my basement.
He does? The, yeah. Now, you ought to so sell I mean, tickets to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the reason they give me anyway.
Okay.
The seventh reason, the biggest excuse, is no time. I'm binge-watching Game of Thrones right now. So,
I've heard that one yeah, before. That's one,
so, yeah. And number six, the very idea just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah.
The number five reason, the only spirits I like come from a bottle.
Woo!
The number four reason, I'm still jumpy from my the 4th of July fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Had a lot of those. Mm-hmm. And number three reason not to attend hauntings is I'm currently a psychic on the 1-800 psychic hotline.
Oh,
gainfully
employed.
So, of course, they don't need to come. Yeah, no reason for them to come. The number two reason is that Pete gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Whoa, which now!
Some people, I mean, you know, that's just rude because I'm really a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Give him a chance, man.
And the number one reason, drum roll, the number one reason, excuse for not attending hauntings, I attended a seance last week.
Hey!
Okay.
Once again, August 5th, 6th, and 7th, and that is at the Brown Mansion at... in Coffeyville, and once again, attendance limited to 25 per show. Tickets are $25, and you can call Amy at 620-330-1069.
Thank you, Tom. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, great having you on board. Thank you, Pete.
All right.
All righty. We've got more coming up.